the people are getting not only free, but they're getting the best composting they ever could get.
Just don't drink it.
You know, we haven't done that experiment yet. So if anybody wants to do that, they could.
Yeah, it may not be a good experiment to try to do. What about switch it back to, let's go to the yards now, the grass.
Okay. You know, with the grass, with the rain came the mosquitoes and the flies, but also weeds.
Yes.
So
stickers.
So spraying weeds using pre-emergent is I heard we're going to have a wetter fall. And nobody knows and stuff, but with moisture comes weeds. So you may want to prevent. Now, another thing, lawn fungus just wipes out little circles. And I think people ought to have a spray-on fungicide at home. So if they see the little circles that are dead, hit it immediately. Don't wait to go buy the stuff. That's going to be 2 or 3 days later. You finally get around to it. You need to hit it immediately and stop it from spreading. Fungus grows overnight like a mushroom or a toadstool. It's mature overnight. Wasn't there yesterday? You remember seeing that, right?
Yes.
So it's already sucked the life out of the grass and then the blades and the runners. So you need to stop it from spreading. You're not going to cure that little dead spot. So anyway, you need to be aware of fungus and that problem, and you need to be aware of grub worms. Unfortunately, some of us have grub worms eating roots right now, and a runner's could be, I don't know how long, 3 feet, 6 feet long. And so all those roots are getting nutrients and moisture and providing it to a long runner, right? Well, if a grub worm begins to eat, half of those roots over 3 feet, well, the other half has got roots, right? Well, there's a time in the fall that they've eaten all of them, and you have these big circles that are dead. So you might go out and lift up your grass, just grab the runners and lift up, and if there are no roots, even though it's still green, that's grub worms. Now, if you wonder, like a dead spot, if it's fungus or grub worms, there's no doubt if it's grub worms because there are no roots. Now, like I said, it could be attached down the road, down the runner a bit. So anyway, it's sad when lawns are valuable
in
real estate.
Yes.
And they're kind of expensive to resod. So taking care of them is a good idea.
And just what he said, I promise you, curb appeal. You drive up and the grass is all dead and stuff.
You know.
Bad.
I was driving around, I decided I was going to look at landscapes, and I drove by this one yard, and I thought, wow, I like this. And then I just stopped. I'm a guy, some guys are not very observant. Did you know that, Scott?
I do know
that. Did you notice all those pots that didn't have, that had dead flowers in them for months and months?
No.
We're all the same way. And I just stood there, I parked on the curb and looked, and what it was the grass was all green and mowed and edged, and the shrubs were just kept. There wasn't anything particularly pretty about it, but it was very attractive. And so just a beautiful lawn is,
it's huge.
Attracting from the curb.
It's huge.
Yes.
Well, what amazes me too is the house that we bought. We've had it just a little over a year now. How many people told me, because the yard was dead when we bought that house. I told you, remember I've asked several times what we could do, and we've done baby steps to get it to where it is today. Because you have to, because what you said, it's very expensive. How many people said, the whole yard's dead? How many people did notice that how bad the yard was at that house?
Yeah.
Because it was. It's still not good. It's a better, but it's not done yet.
All right.
People notice that. But what you just said too is, was my wife's dog, which now kind of might be my dog. Kind of, you know how you got to get attached. But he waits every time when I get home. And it's actually kind of funny because that's his deal. He just jumps up. He wants to go for a golf cart ride. Oh. That's his deal. He just looks forward to it.
Does he ride or run by?
No, he rides. He's like 14, But so we go. And I catch myself now noticing just what you said. And I've gone through a rider all around. And I've done it for 8 months now. But now I'm noticing stuff. I've been by there for 8 months because I'm looking to, different things. Especially if we talk, because you'll say something, I'll kind of look and see. We're talking about the different landscaping. And I thought, I've been on this house 100 times. And boy, that does look good. Or you think, ooh, that does not look good.
Yes.
You know, different things.
Yeah.
But how you, when you start looking, what you see and what you didn't see. And you're 100% correct.
Yes.
Or what you think, ooh, boy, man, why did they do that? Or, man, that looks cool. I've never even noticed that house being back like that. Or how they accidented that. Or it makes
you
a difference.
You know, we're young, Scott.
Thank you for saying that, Tommy. People don't say it anymore to me.
And we're learning, aren't we? Isn't that fun? We're improving our observation skills and stuff.
Yes. A lot of people say, you know, your hair's gray, Scott. I went, yeah, I noticed that.
Thank you.
Too. I've noticed that too. thanks for pointing that out to me.
Yeah.
So, but trees, what about our trees now? Is it time to start doing anything to that or not?
Well, I'll tell you what, some people need another tree. Some people have too many trees. Do you know that?
Yes.
They can't grow grass or they got so much leaves to clean up and
they're kind of clumping together.
Yeah, they don't need that. Sometimes we plant too many trees in yards because we think it takes a generation or two or three to grow a tree in West Texas, and it doesn't. So some people need to thin out their trees, but other people need a new tree. And they come by in the summer and they say, I want to buy a tree. And I say, well, you really ought to plant it in the fall. Let's let it get a little cooler because you need to take care of it maybe daily in the beginning. And if something happens, little accidents happen and you're diverted in 3, 4, or 5 days and go like that, and you haven't taken care of the tree and it's dead. So I say, just wait till the fall when it's cooler and it isn't as critical to water it so closely. And I like to tell people in West Texas, it takes 3 to 5 years, in my experience, for a tree to get rooted well enough or established to be able to support a big canopy. So the canopy won't grow until it's rooted well enough, which is really good. You don't want it to be out of balance. So if you plant in the fall, next spring is next year. If you wait till spring, you lose an entire year. So fall is the best time, really, to plant anything that's perennial, shrubs. But trees, since it takes more years for a tree to really be an asset.
So you're saying wait till October?
September, October. Yeah.
So but you say that we're really literally there almost.
Yeah, pretty close.
You know, because if you're listening to this show, go back to Thursday, and that'd be Jeremy's birthday. So if you see Jeremy Bryan out and about, say, Jeremy, belated birthday. Happy birthday.
There you go.
But wait just a few more days from when you listen to this show and you can plant a tree.
Yeah.
Before I forget, one thing we did do, a little addition to the house, a little garage addition. Holscher, Mr. Holscher, came out. He's got a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cool because I'm huge. I love trees, except for mesquite trees. Don't like mesquite trees. They're good for burning firewood. But he came out because there was one tree and it's about yay big. And he came with his machine.
Was it in the wrong place, Scott?
It was in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
We put it in the right place. So I said, can we save this tree? And he said, yes, we can. And it was a big
spade. It's called a big spade.
Yes.
Yeah.
And went down and did this little deal, came back over, then dug his hole, picked the tree up, got the roots, and just a little hair once, moved the tree over, put it in there. This tree didn't even lose any leaves. And I was just amazed.
It is, and
saved the tree, and I'm just happy about that. And it's a beautiful tree, and now it's in a perfect place, and it looks like it was been there for 10 years.
And he could drive that big old truck.
Yes.
Into the place where he needed to. That was critical.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just think that was a cool deal to be able to not cut a tree down that was a nice Spanish oak tree and.
Yeah.
You know, and
one of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
You know, a mesquite tree, just cut that sucker down. Okay, we're running out of time. We're getting the.
Oh, by the
way,
happy belated birthday, Scott.
Yeah, we're one. Oh, by the way, we're birthdays are one day apart, too. So.
And 1 year apart.
Yeah. 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 He is so nice. Hey, folks, we got to go. Tommy, as always, we always run out of time, though.
We do.
Hey, folks, if you need something, I promise you, go to Olive's Nursery. That man can help you. If he can't, his wife for sure can.
There you go.
Have a great day. We'll catch you next week.